This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour now. This is Good Day Health. I'm excited to have my friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus here for another episode of Good Day Health. Every weekend he and I get together. Actually, the program is heard around the world, around the corner, up the street, all over the place, mostly on the weekends on a lot of the same stations that carry the Good Day program. And one of the things that Ken loves is to have questions from you. So I can almost always guarantee that if you call 855-999-3684, you will, if you're cogent, and you're doing a good job putting your words together, you'll get on the air with your question for Ken. So feel free to call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-999-3684. Ken comes to us from his clinic down in Florida, Central Florida. Lake Cardiology is home to lots of wonderful patients who see Ken all week long, and weekends when there's a problem, he's there. Also, the staff at Lake Cardiology is fabuloso. I have my watch on, which is monitored by, I love starting the program, Ken, talking about the watch. And where I was at, the stress level was 14. What's it supposed to be between 1 and 50 or something, right? Is that the number?
What you're wearing is what's called a wearable for remote patient monitoring, which is a big hot area of medicine that really came out of COVID-19 when you couldn't get to the doctor's office, and also a big research study done by Medicare showing that when patients are continuously monitored at home in their lives, we can keep you out of the emergency department, we can keep you out of the hospital. And there are many different ways of doing this. About a third of doctors and hospitals are now doing this, and I think this is only going to grow. We started doing it about a year and a half ago. We are finding we're keeping people out of the hospital healthier. People in general like it, especially when insurance covers it, but that's for another program. And most insurers do cover it, and many cover the entire amount. Some will require a copay a month. But what it does is it allows Doug or whoever is monitoring, we use these wearables, these high-tech watches. They look like an Apple Watch. They're not an Apple Watch. They do much, much more. Due to HIPAA, they can't be a phone, but they measure your blood pressure, your heart rate, temperature, oxygen saturation, your steps, your sleep quality, even what Doug was talking about, what he and I are both fascinated about. It accurately measures your mental stress. This was developed by these very good cardiology investigators, professors at Mount Sinai Medical School in March of 2020 during COVID, when there was so much mental stress, horribly because of COVID in Manhattan. They had something they could measure, and it's been speculated, and no longer speculation, but now fact, that something called heart rate variability, this is the difference in the time from beat to beat, even when you think you have a regular rhythm. You put out those calipers, you can see normally there's something called heart rate variability. This is the difference in the cycle length, the time from beat to beat. And heart rate variability decreases as your mental stress increases. And these wearables, these watches we give you at your radial pulse, measures your cycle length, measures your heart rate variability. And it translates along with your heart rate acceleration, which the device also measures, into a score from 1 to 100, which Doug was talking about. Under 50 is very good. Over 50 is not good. And it's like the canary in the coal mine, because most of us know when we're stressed out, when our number's 90 to 100, but we don't know when it's 55, 60, but the heart, the rest of the body, wear and tear, mental stress, horrible on the heart. It's as bad as cigarette smoking. So these wearables, where we can measure objectively actually score your mental stress in real time, anytime you want to do it, accurately measures it, will lower the risk of heart disease. I love it because it tells you the difference between reactive high blood pressure and essential high blood pressure. Many of us see our blood pressure fluctuate all day, and we don't know whether it's due to our mental stress, our physical stress, or just because the blood vessels are getting too stiff. Essential hypertension, this device, you see your blood pressure on the screen, on the dial, you tap it, you see your blood pressure immediately, and then we teach our patients and Doug to immediately then get your mental stress score to see whether it's due to mental stress increase, and then the treatment is relaxation. Unlike if the mental stress score is low, the blood vessels are probably getting too stiff, and the treatment then, unfortunately, is, along with lifestyle, often you need medications to treat the high blood pressure. But this device allows us to differentiate between reactive hypertension, which you don't want to treat with these antihypertensive medications, because then if you relax, you'll be on the floor as your blood pressure is too low. You want to treat the reactive hypertension with stress reduction, with mental relaxation, whatever relaxes you, and the essential hypertension when the blood pressure is too, the vessels are too stiff, the mental stress score is low. That's where you talk about using medications for blood pressure.
My blood, my beat per minute is 67.
Excellent.
Let's see what else am I finding here.
How's your oxygenation?
96-something, 96.7.
And the neat part about it is Doug has an app that we is freely put on his phone, and then I have an app on my phone, and
you can watch.
I can connect with Doug in real time immediately.
Big brother Ken watching what I'm doing and how.
So as soon as he taps the dial on his watch, it goes to his app, and it immediately goes to my app.
Yep.
This is Dr. George. This is Dr. George Jetson at
George,
your service.
There's George Jetson. Dum, 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 dum. All right, so King. So Ken, who's king of info when it comes to things that are researched by the various journals, he reports on them after he's looked at them, and they'll be interpreted so you can understand their impact on you and your life. And Ken will help you with that, whether in person at Lake Cardiology or through the connections on Zoom, telemedicine, whatever they may be. All you have to do is call the office for an appointment for time with Ken, 352-735-1400. That's it, 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the most eminent cardiologists in our country, but he also has a great information because of his research, because of the things we ask him to do for this program. So here's a question or a comment or a thought brought about by a new Pfizer drug that is supposed to, it's a what they call a maternal vaccine that prevents RSV. I guess we have to start with what RSV is and go from there, Ken.
Sure. RSV, it's a mouthful, respiratory syncytial virus. This is a virus that in most adults presents just as a cold, no big deal.
But it's connected to COVID at one point in time, didn't we?
Well, it's a different virus. But it is deadly in the young, 1 month to up to a year, and can be very deadly in the debilitated, very elderly. The news this week is that the FDA has approved, Doug, the first vaccine for pregnant women to prevent RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, in infants. It's called Abrysvo. It's been approved as a maternal vaccine to prevent the lower respiratory tract disease in babies from birth through 6 months of age. The single dose vaccine, Doug, it's administered via injection from 32 and 36 weeks of gestation. This is a huge advance. Unfortunately, too many infants die from this, and this is going to definitely save lives.
All right. So there's some good news. Let's talk for a minute about saving lives, these people who are in the throes of the heat. You had it in the southeast earlier this year, then they had it in the southwest. Now they've got it in the Midwest. So I wondered if we could take a moment or two to just give people some common sense advice to beat the heat. The guides that you may come across, staying cool. You know, I think the first problem for people, Ken, is to recognize the warning signs of heat-related dizziness and racing heartbeats. This, I was thinking about this because you were just talking about the watch and heart beating and stuff, and I was reading some stuff about how these people in the Midwest, especially now with temperatures above 100 degrees, their heart rate is going off the charts, and their shortness of breath, the blood pressure, all of these things that you deal with every day. I mean, it's hot and humid down in Florida, but these people, my God, there's all kinds of stuff with heat rashes, heat stroke. So what do you think is, do you have some offerings of things that, other than the usual hydration, yeah, we know about that, stay cool, hello, duh. But have you got any other things that we can quickly and cogently just have people understand this is what to do?
Well, when you talk about hydrate, I can't tell you how many people, unfortunately, got confused by their eighth grade health teacher who told us when we were young to drink 8 glasses of water.
Mm-hmm.
And this can be ineffectual in hydrating you. And I can't tell you how many times I have to give this discussion to patients every day, because and this is so important, because hydrate is the most important thing in trying to stay cooler during these hot temperatures. And in the circulation in the body, unlike the pipes in your kitchen, the circulation pipes in the body is porous. It has holes. So the fluid inside the pipes in your body freely flows in and out of the pipes. Imagine if that's what happened in your kitchen would be a mess. But in the body, the pipes that you're trying to get fluid into and hydrate, has holes in it. And the liquid will go in and out from inside the pipe to outside the pipe. And unless you keep the fluid inside the pipe, you're not hydrating. And you can actually be dehydrated, volume depleted, and take plenty of fluids. So what you have to do is, if you're thirsty, plain water, doctors call free water, works. But if you're not thirsty, you have to drink these isotonic fluids, the fluids that have similar tone as blood, to hold the fluid inside. Not to do a Gatorade commercial, but this is the example of Gatorade. Go to your store. There's plenty of isotonic fluids to choose from.
Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. Joining us now for a regular visit, she is a regular visitor, always welcome, because she always has that bright, uplifting overview, and maybe that's because she had success at a point in her past. She decided she wanted to lose some weight, and she found out about this product called Calitrin. So now Elizabeth Miller is happy to tell you she lost 40 pounds on it. Now, okay, Elizabeth, can I take Calitrin if I'm on a heart medication?
Always, yes. We actually have doctors who recommend it, heart doctors who recommend it. We've even got doctors who take it, doctors, nurses.
All right, let's talk about the deal right now. When you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, what can we expect if we decide we want to buy a 90-day supply?
Right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it, and you can save big on this sale.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Along now, 23 after the hour, this week's Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, expert when it comes to your heart. But because he studies all of these journals, we can imply through his own understanding what's going on, what these studies mean. And one of the things that caught my attention, Ken, was this the story about weight loss surgery. A lot of people are worried that it is too much, too fast. But apparently there is a good side to it when it comes to your risk for getting cancer.
Right, Doug. This is a publication this week in the medical journal, Obesity. It's a 40-year follow-up study. This is a long, long study. So it's worth us taking note of it. And we know, we've talked about it for years on Good Day Health, that obesity is linked to increased cancer risk. But a big question is, can weight loss after bariatric surgery lower a person's risk of getting cancer? Well, this is why this 40-year study was begun.
Wow, 40 years.
And it was, and the answers came out this week in publication. And what we learn is that patients who have, you want to predict what we learn?
No, you can
patients,
take it.
Patients who have bariatric surgery, Doug, have a 25% lower risk of developing any cancers. But the big winners were female surgery patients. They have a 41% lower risk of developing obesity-related cancers. And I knew you were going to ask me, how do you explain this data? And it seems like there must be some two issues, a hormonal mechanism, because the cancers that were significantly lower for the bariatric surgery patients, Doug, compared to the non-surgery patients, were mostly female-related cancers like uterine, ovarian, and breast cancer, which had the biggest dramatic drops. The other group, like the GI cancers, seem to be related to a lot of fat around the organ.
That was what I was going to speculate.
And those seem to help.
Fat is such a killer, no matter how you apply it. Certainly in your business, the heart disease problems that come from being fat. And then you understand that cancers love fat. So the people who put the fat on become extraordinarily exposed to cancer risk, and thus the focus in the journal Obesity makes nothing but sense. It's so simple, you'd think people would get it. You see all these fat people, and there's no other way of looking. Fat, obese.
The exciting thing is, when they started this study 40 years ago, we didn't even dream about the injectable drugs, but the injectable drugs look like they're going to be as good as bariatric
surgery. How about you watch what you eat? How about that?
That's important also. But one of the big questions is, will the injectable drugs provide the reduction in cancer? Those studies are beginning, and my prediction is they will. And also, watch what you eat. Keep the weight off. That will lower your risk of getting cancer also.
Yeah. I just think you can't overemphasize all of that stuff when it comes to weight and weight loss. We talk about this stuff all the time, and I keep sending people over to Calitrin, which is an all-natural weight loss product. And while
whatever works.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the success, there are so many good programs around. The good thing about Calitrin is that you can use it as an enhancement at the end of your, if you are a weight loss thing, your exercise, whatever it is. But to keep the weight off, that's important. That's why you go to toploss.com and you check out how Calitrin works, the natural way to keep weight off once you've shaken it. A great combination of things, great people to work with you there. All you have to do is check it out at toploss.com. When you check out, you use the Doug discount code and get free shipping and the Dog Days of Summer special sale. That's at toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
News update. In the headlines this hour, folks who live in the South will be keeping their air conditioners cranked up today. More than 90 million Americans under an excessive heat watch from Georgia to Texas. To politics now in the race for president in 2024, President Biden asked by a reporter to comment on former President Trump's mugshot.
When asked about the mugshot, Biden told reporters he saw it on television and called his political rival a handsome guy. Trump on Thursday surrendered to Georgia authorities on charges charges related to his alleged efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss in the state. I'm Brian Shook.
And there's a new Reuters Ipsos poll out taken after the first Republican debate this week. It suggests Republican voters are eyeing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as a more viable candidate now in light of the fourth Trump indictment. This is USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hour here with Dr. Ken this week on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be with my friend Ken every week at this time. He is, as I have explained many times here, probably the best known, one of the best known cardiologists in the country. Has people from all over the Southeast coming to visit with him. You can do that as well. All you have to do is call the office and check in 352-735-1400. Don't forget, you can call us every week. There's an opportunity anytime during the week. Just dial this number, 855-999-3684. If you want a question on the air for Ken, help yourself. All right, so I'm talking about Ken being a cardiologist. A number of items this week that are connected to heart disease and heart studies. First of all, this study linking an inactive childhood, kind of what we were just talking about. Kids are getting fat like their parents. What kind of heart damage happens as a result of that as the children grow into adulthood, Ken?
Exactly. This is reported in the European Society of Cardiology meeting going on this week, Doug. It's about inactive children and teenagers. Their heart actually increases in weight, which actually leads to heart attacks, strokes, and death as
adults. All right, so let me stop you for a second. How much does the average, the person who weighs 170 pounds, what does his or her heart weigh?
Well, the heart is about the size of your fist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what is the weight of the heart? You know, I know the answer in grams, and that's why I'm doing some
okay, I didn't mean to throw you a curveball. I figure grams are okay. I was curious.
It's about, you know, the average heart is about 380 to 390 grams. And I was just trying to do the math real quickly.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that. I don't even know how to convert. It's been a long time since that kind of math got into my head. So if you don't lose, if you don't use it, you lose it. Grams, if you,
yeah,
if
a,
you
said
ounces, I could figure it out, but I can't figure out. Does it go from grams to ounces to pounds? Is that the conversion?
I'm sorry?
I said, does it go from grams to ounces to pounds? Is that how you go through the conversion, or can you go right from grams to pounds?
It's less than a pound, and the heart of a man is usually about 2 ounces heavier than a woman's heart.
All right, so just think about this for a second, folks. You are listening, and you have regard for Ken for any number of reasons. But think about, here is his whole career based on a couple of ounces of muscle in your body. And then think about how amazing. Someone confronted me this week, Ken, on the Good Day program about my faith and what I believed in, because I don't have a lot of patience for organized commercial industrial religion. But I certainly have faith. I have a very connected relationship, I think, with the spiritual beings, with God, whatever. And so I think all the time of how our body works. This is what thrills me about discussing these things with you. Think about it for a second. We have a brain that somehow has been wired to have that few ounces in your chest beat. In my case, we just looked at it, it was like 64 times a minute. But what? How'd that come to be? And then you look at all the other functions in our body that we're born perfect, and we screw them up by eating the bad stuff that Ken's talking about, or smoking, or just, yeah, you know, it's so silly because you have this magnificent thing. And I know I'm on a toot here, but you're talking about the heart and how small it is, but yet, what is there without a heart?
Yeah, I think good numbers to think about and easy to think of terms that people are accustomed to. A man's heart, about 10 ounces. A woman's heart, about 8 ounces. And every day the heart beats about 100,000 times.
Amazing.
It sends about 2,000 gallons of blood surging through your body.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's no bigger than your fist.
It's amazing. All right. So we talked about, you know, the childhood and what happens if you're not active. And that's the problem today with children. I don't want us to sound like a couple of old duffers, but I'm excited about my two grandchildren because they're into running around all the time, and they can't get enough time to be active. But if you have your kids sitting around watching television or those
right.
damn devices...
Let's talk about this study first. Do we have time?
Go ahead. Yeah, please.
What this study reported, European Society of Cardiology this week, is that inactivity, Doug, during childhood increases the weight of the heart, and as an adult, this increases the risk of heart attack, stroke, and death. So keep moving. Children and teenagers, they need to get off the sofa and move more to avoid a heavier heart.
Mm-hmm. All right. You heard it from the expert. Let's keep going in the heart department here. Those who survive a heart attack, who don't take aspirin every day, looking for trouble, right?
Yes, a report in the Journal of the American Medical Association just in the last few weeks that less than 50% of people who've had a heart attack are actually long-term taking aspirin, a baby aspirin, a low-dose aspirin. If you've had a heart attack, and this was reported this week in the European Society of Cardiology, the impact of this, if you've had a heart attack, your doctor likely told you to take a low-dose aspirin daily to prevent that second heart attack or stroke, but most mm-hmm. people do not follow through with this advice over the long term. Those folks who do not take a daily low-dose aspirin, they're more likely to have another heart attack or a stroke or die compared to those who consistently take aspirin.
I do it every night.
And the
you
way
got
to
me
do
onto it. How long have we known each other? 15, well, 16 years? You told me that when the first time we met at some radio conference, and I've been taking a baby aspirin every night since then.
Well, we've lowered the recommendation. If you have no plaque in the coronaries, we're hesitant to recommend it to prevent the first heart attack, as we have in the past. But Definitely, if you have plaque in the coronaries or if you've had a heart attack already, take it with a meal to lower the risk of bleeding. Talk to your doctors about the risk of bleeding from taking a low-dose aspirin, but you should definitely make that decision with your doctor about the risk of taking it versus the risk of not taking it. Again, lowering that risk is when you take it during a major meal.
All right. So with me then, because I don't have any plaque in my thoracic cavity, maybe at this point I shouldn't be taking a baby aspirin every night.
Well, we gave it to you for a different issue because of the plaque we clearly see in your carotid.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. All right. So there we go. I don't have any in my thoracic cavity, but I guess some in my...
Wait, be careful. We don't have any in your coronaries.
That's it. Okay.
Which is located in your thoracic cavity, but the thoracic cavity is pretty big.
Big. All right. So is Dr. Ken. He's big when it comes to medical advice. Stay tuned. We're going to have more questions, more studies, more thought-provoking information. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with an invitation to go. You want to relieve some stress? Got that watch on. Stress is down to 14. That's what you want. So go have some fun. Take a couple of nights in Las Vegas that don't cost you any money. Huh? How's that work? I've been teasing because when I talk about this on the air, I say, for a good time, call Doug, 800-419-DOUG. But that's true. Dial 800-419-3684. I'm not going to be there to greet you, but you can go and have a fabulous time. Maybe it's your first time in Vegas. Maybe you've been there 10 times or whatever. How can you pass up the fact that you got two nights in fabulous Las Vegas just by dialing 800-419-3684. Operators, as they say in the big commercials, are standing by. So help yourself. Two free nights in Vegas. Maybe you get a third. If you're lucky, you can stay there for 10 nights if you want. What the heck? They'll arrange it for you. Free nights in Vegas starts by dialing 800-419-3684. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. Now, people ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being, and then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen. We're focusing on your heart at the moment with the number of things that have come out this week in the medical journals. All right, here's another one. People who go into the ICU, what happened? They're getting there because they're doing bad stuff, right, oftentimes?
Yeah, this comes out of the medical journal Heart this week, Doug, that more than one out of every 10 patients who land in an intensive care unit, an ICU, with a potentially deadly heart emergency, they test positive for recreational drug use. About 11% of nearly 1,500 patients admitted to a French intensive cardiac care unit for a heart crisis, they tested positive for, are you ready, cannabis, opioids, cocaine, methamphetamine, or other illicit drugs. Drugs are even more common in younger heart patients, with one out of three patients under 40 testing positive.
Just stupid. It is. It's just stupid.
Huge problem worldwide.
All right. Let's while we're here and talk about strokes and heart attacks and stuff, I wonder, we're telling people that it's too early to figure out how to use AI. I just saw something that suggested that there's a new form of artificial intelligence that helps stroke patients speak again. You know, a lot of us are critical of AI because it seems already to be out of control. But here's a story of a paralyzed woman, and they've done something into her brain using AI that got her to speak again. I think of the movie Avatar, and that's kind of what this is.
This is still in research, but apparently they're pairing AI with a patient's victim of a stroke own's voice to help her speak. Apparently, after 20 years, so this is very exciting. And I think this has to be assisted intelligence and. Therefore, we can look at this a little differently, and if it's used carefully, it may have incredible results.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. There's a warning from the FDA that you want to talk about this week regarding a certain type of eye drop. Let's dig into that.
Yeah, this is important because, again, these eye drops are in the news. Doug, tainted eye drops, we got to talk about them again. The FDA has advised people to avoid purchasing and immediately stop using. Are you ready? It's called Dr. Burns MSM Drops 5% Solution. And are you ready for the second one from them? Same company. Light Eyes MSM Eye Drops Eye Repair. Because the drops may be contaminated with bacteria, fungus, or both. So tainted eye drops back in the news.
You wonder. When I had my eye operation earlier this year, I took eye drops. I'd never taken eye drops before. Never used them because I don't like sticking stuff into my eyes, frankly. So I never wore contact lenses because I didn't like the idea of sticking my finger into my eye. Do you wear contacts? I never asked you that before. I see you with glasses.
I do not.
No.
I do not.
Yeah. So
never. I've tried them, and I just never felt comfortable with them.
Yeah, I didn't need it, so that's why I didn't use them. All right, so anyway, look out for Dr. Burns Light Eyes Eye Drops, according to Ken. All right, stick around now. We have coming up next here on Good Day Health, questions for Dr. Ken. Ken. Hold on for that. That's next here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Three past the hour now. Good Day Health time. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and Good Day Health is very much a part of the fabric of the Good Day program. Every week we talk about the various items that are in the news. Questions for Dr. Ken. There was a question about breast milk in the workplace, and we talked about that on the most recent Good Day Health Show podcast. The download is at gooddayhealthshow.com, so you can get bits and pieces of our conversations. The most, I guess, intellectually stimulating things are in the podcast. Now, let's get to some questions. There are questions emerging about a number of vaccines. We're getting into that time of the year. What do we need? The flu shot? Do we need something for this new COVID? And here I see a focus on vaccines like shingle vaccines, pneumonia vaccines. Looks like these vaccines and maybe some others are good for other things, Ken. Am I right?
Yes. This comes out of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. Who among us is not concerned about lowering our risk of getting Alzheimer's? So this may be of interest to all of us. And the news is that certain adult vaccines, Doug, including shingles and pneumonia shots, may also help fight off Alzheimer's disease. Prior vaccination with the shingles vaccine, the pneumococcus vaccine, that's the pneumonia vaccine, or the tetanus and diphtheria shot, with or without added pertussis vaccine, they're associated with, are you ready, a 25 to 30% reduction in the risk of Alzheimer's disease. This is huge.
Yeah, it looks like it's huge. So with that in mind, and all of the blur, blah, 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 blah in the news media about a new COVID variant, look out! So I looked at the stats. The headline I saw about BA.2.86 or whatever the hell it is may infect more people than previous strains. We're talking about the mutations that have been around earlier this year where maybe four people got it, now eight people will get it. I think this is another example of overkill, but maybe you can speak to the vaccines, because I know you are favorably...
Don't speak for me yet.
I won't.
Don't
okay,
speak for me
quiet.
Yet. Because COVID-19 in 2023 is an evolving illness, and it's no longer, for most of us, not everyone, because you have to individualize your own response to this, but for most of us, it's not 2020 where this was a potentially life-threatening, deadly disease, or if we got it, a horrible long-term chronic illness that would become an autoimmune illness. It's definitely not gone away, but it's gone the way of the flu, which was the last pandemic, and it comes each year. We get our flu shots, many of us, and it becomes, for most of us, just a bad cold. And yes, there's no doubt COVID-19 has come back with a spike. I have a number of patients who've called me about it, a number of friends and colleagues across the country who have called me about it in the last week or two. I'm hearing from a lot of people who are getting COVID. But the good news is that it now appears to be nothing but a bad cold, and it goes away in a few days for most of us. It doesn't go into this pneumonia. It's mostly upper respiratory, nasal, just a bad cold. But there is a subset of patients who it's not going to be a bad cold. These are the immunocompromised people. These are the people who are very elderly. We're talking about 75 and older. These are the people who have a lot of other illnesses. They just don't fight off bugs real well. You know who you are. This subgroup, this small subgroup of people, these are the people who definitely need the vaccinations, definitely need to be very carefully treated. But for most of us, for the overwhelming majority of us, don't fear this. This is nothing more than a very bad cold. For some, it's a mild cold.
Yeah, I think that is really it. That's why we need to put things into perspective as much as anything else. It really is very important to understand the pros and the cons, the good and the bad, the research that's been done, all of that sort of thing.
You need to know your own risk of being able to fight an infection.
And how do you figure that out? You got to know how your immune system's working,
well,
right?
Well, that's why you talk to your doctor. You don't do this alone. Yeah. And we physicians have ways of assessing each patient. And if you're high risk of being hospitalized and dying from COVID-19, I'm going to be aggressive with you. But fortunately, that's not the majority of us.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. Get those questions into 855-999-3684. This is Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.